930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
We are broadcasting live from Hazel's on Cleveland Street in Elyria. People coming in to start their day with a breakfast here at Hazel's. And just a reminder that today is Patriot Day, observing the September 11th attacks. The Lorain County Joint Lorain County Veterans Service Commission is reminding you to observe that, and also that they are dedicated to building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. We have folks from the Veterans Service Commission coming up at about 8:10 this morning. Also, we'll have Elyria's Superintendent Tom Jama joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, as well as Scott Petrak, the Chronicle-Telegram. He'll go over the Browns' loss yesterday to the Pittsburgh Steelers. However, Lisa's here this morning, Lisa Bowman from the Elyria Parks and Rec, and she confided in us, or just told us, that she was at yesterday's Browns game.
Maybe we don't need Scott Petrak.
I don't know. Are you a regular visitor to First Energy Stadium?
We were season ticket holders, and actually my father and his brother for over 40 years. And my brother and I kept the tickets. And then about 5 years ago, we got a little discouraged. And so now we go occasionally to the games, but I'm a rabid Browns fan. I could tell you quite a bit, yes.
So what do you think about yesterday's game?
I said I was happy it was a three-point loss, that I felt that we were improving a little bit, even though it's a loss, but I want to win. But considering it was against the Steelers, and we thought we did pretty well.
Were there many Steeler fans at the stadium? Usually there are, but this is a new year.
I saw many terrible towels. But I do have to say, when the Steelers came out, there was more boos than terrible towels and cheers, and that made me feel better. Nothing worse than sitting next to a
listening
Steeler
on
fan.
The radio, though, when they had certain plays or crowds, you sometimes couldn't tell, are they cheering because they caught it or because they didn't catch it? Because that's what happens, of course.
There was more Browns fans there yesterday. And it was kind of, you know, usually the Steelers game is a big game. But being opening day and the Steelers game, it was a large crowd.
Does it look like we have our franchise quarterback? Did he seem like somebody back there who...
At least he's quick, and he ran. He ran around a lot in the backfield. So
yeah, that's true.
There was
a lot of that going around. If we could just get someone to chase Ben Roethlisberger down. Of course, Myles Garrett not there. If he had only been there yesterday, there was many times where you thought, why are they giving Ben so much time back there? And he's not a mobile quarterback.
Right.
He's like a board standing back there for the most part. But he just knows how to take advantage of the mishaps of the defense as well. But that's coming up. We'll have more Browns talk with Scott Petrak coming up at 8:40 this morning. We wanted to talk with you because this is your final, you're coming to the final months of your with the Parks and Rec Department.
37 years with the city. I started as a playground counselor when I was 15, working under Mr. Charles Hoagland, and he encouraged me to go to college and get my degree, which I did at Bowling Green. And I came back and he hired me as a supervisor, and I'm literally the rags to riches story. I started as a playground counselor, concession girl, and now the director of the department. And I can't say nothing but wonderful things about the department, and it's been my life, but it's time to move on and spend time with my grandchildren and parents and husband, and I'm ready for a change. Yes.
Is the department much different than it was back when you started?
The biggest change is the technology. You know, I started with the mimeograph machine where we did the softball schedules, and, you know, you rolled them out, and if you made a mistake, we have to retype it. Now the computers and the we have online registration, and it's just the technology. And I always have to bring the younger ones in. Okay, show me how to do this, and how do we do this? And that's the biggest change.
Summer has wrapped up. Did you have good participation this year?
Yeah, it was a cool summer for the pools, a little cooler than normal. We are getting ready. Ice Arena, we were actually over there Friday getting ready to start making ice. We open October 5th, or I'm sorry, we open in October for hockey practice and to the public November 2nd. But there is a big thing going to happen at the Ice Arena. The Monsters are coming in for a practice on Tuesday, October 17th. It's a free day open to the public, and we encourage everyone to come. You can watch the Monsters practice, which they only pick 4 or 5 rinks in the area, and we were chosen this year, which is a big thing. And after practice, you can skate a little bit, and they skate with you, the players, and they take pictures. And so we're really pushing that on Tuesday, October 17th at 6 o'clock. And the Ice Arena, then we have lessons and a lot of programs. We're home to Elyria Catholic, Oberlin College, Amherst High School, and Midview High School, play all their home games there. So it's quite a experience over at the Ice Arena in the winter.
Do you ever lace them up?
I have, and I grew up over on the north side of town of Elyria, so I remember walking after school. We'd go and skate, and I'm no Yamaguchi, but I can get out there and hold my own.
Okay, Bruce, it's up to you.
I hold mine on the side, that railing or whatever that is.
We call you a clinger.
That's exactly what it would be. Or I would be able to maybe just watch. There's something about it. Even roller skates are, if you're not balanced or whatever. But there's a lot of different things that people can do with the Parks and Recreation.
We just
enjoy watching other people participate.
We have a beautiful park that not many people know about, the Audubon Park off of West Bridge Street that was donated to us. And they're going to make some improvements there, cleaning up, just, like you said, a passive park just to sit. We have so many programs from senior citizens to the youth, archery, volleyball, basketball, and a new program, too, starting up Zumba. It starts tonight at East Rec, Monday and Wednesdays at 5:30. And we set it up so with everyone so busy now, you can buy a punch card for 12 classes. And so you come, you get your punch card punched, and, oh, I can't come Wednesday. Okay, but your card's still good, and this will run through December. So it's not the pressure that you have to make every single class. So I want to encourage you, and if you want to try it, September 18th is going to be our free Zumba day, and you can come and just try the class and see if you'd like it. 5:30 at East Park at 1101 Prospect Street.
We're talking today with Lisa Bowman, the Elyria Parks and Recreation Department, and you have a special thing taking place tonight in honor of September 11th.
Yeah,
right?
Two Elyria citizens, Heather Sorg and Bobby Sears, have put this program together for the past many years, and it's a commemorative of 9/11. It'll be at 7 p.m. tonight in Ely Square, and they have many people showing up from the services, veterans groups. Mayor Brenda will be there. Kevin Palm will be playing Amazing Grace on bagpipes. So it's supposed to be a beautiful day today, and I encourage everyone to go. I know they have a lighting ceremony around the fountain. It's quite touching, and it'll be a nice memorial tonight.
Well, that park, Ely Square area there, does have sort of the monuments for different wars and conflicts as well.
Right.
That allow people even just to remember.
Exactly.
They come by there too.
Yeah, that's a beautiful park. You know, we're under a fundraising drive to renovate the fountain. That's a part of the park that we really need to touch base on. But we just had the Pops concert there. It was just beautiful. It really is a nice park. And also this weekend is the Apple Festival. I wanted to touch on that. That'll be coming up. And that will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all in Ely Square and behind City Hall due to construction at the courthouse.
What do you remember about September 11th? How did your day go when that happened?
I remember at the time, I was a recreation supervisor at East Park, and we were sitting there, and I was starting to plan the ice arena programs, and Joyce Snyder, my coworker, was in the other office, and the maintenance person came in and said, wow, there's a plane crash in New York. And so you didn't at the time, you thought, oh, you know, bad, but it didn't hit. Then she came back 20 minutes later and said, oh, another plane came. And I remember we didn't have cable then and at the rec centers, and you couldn't, so we turned on radios, and then all of a sudden this kind of a feeling washed over you, where's your family, what's going on? And you did. I remember my daughter's in high school then, and not knowing what was happening and calling people, did you hear this has happened, and just talking to each other. And then I remember at night, remember they stopped all the airplane traffic, and I remember laying in bed, we were over, and I can hear planes all night. We must be in a traffic pattern. I just remembered how quiet it was. Not many cars out. The sky was totally clear and just an eeriness about it. And those are the two things that really strike me, is how that workday stopped around 9:20. And you just kind of were talking with other people, trying to get news reports, trying to find a TV, just what was going on, the unknown.
Right.
Yes.
A lot of different, even though that wasn't that long ago, but it still had the connectivity that happens today with everything,
right.
Witness with the hurricanes that are coming through, and you see this sort of immediacy, and you kind of even have people that are just sort of reporting on their own. That still had sort of an unknown, and that was kind of the interesting thing that we had here. Even at the radio station, as we were broadcasting some of that, still trying to figure it out. And then we get that whole word related to the traffic control in Oberlin that's dealing with the Flight 93 at the time. We didn't know what it was, but there's another plane that was around.
I remember that someone saying, oh, there's a plane going over Cleveland right now. And then everyone like wanting to find out what was going on with that plane and trying to call people on the road. Yeah.
It's very, very,
yes.
Just an amazing, yeah. amazing day the way that was. But again, we're going to have folks from the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission joining us at 8:10 to talk a little bit more about that.
Yes.
What are you doing in your final days now here? Is it just like sorting through old papers and finding those mimeographs? You thought, I should have tossed those probably about a decade
ago. I have been going through files because I don't want the person after me. Like, I've been there 37 years, so I was going through and I found things. No one will have no clue what this means, but I trying to get things prepared for the next coming in, and I'm willing to help. I'm sure there'll be a job search coming soon to replace me. But different things like fireworks and special events, I'd always jot little notes to the side, and I'm trying to type them up or get things organized a little bit more. And my files, I keep super thick files, so I'm trying to weed them out too. But you're right. And then just kind of preparing. Every time I go to meetings now, I'll bring someone else with me just to have another set of ears so they know what's going on. You know, we are doing some big projects. We're with the spray parks at West and South. The West one may be done. I may get a sprinkle out of that if I get a nice day before the end of the year. South will be not finished this year, but will be ready for spring of next year. And then the ice arena, we're doing new locker rooms, which is really exciting. This is all from Issue 6 money. So I told the staff, please invite me back so I can see the finished product.
Right. Sometimes there was the effort of getting this, you know, out there and getting the money that's secured for that.
Yeah.
You'd like to see it being used.
Then you see the new person out there smiling and cutting the ribbon.
Cutting the ribbon. Well,
yeah,
you know, but that's part of it. The next person take over and take ownership of these things and have the same passion that you brought to it for many years as well. Well, Lisa, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed, too, both of you throughout the years and chatting about our programs, and you've been good supporters, so I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Sure. Lots going on with the Elyria Parks and Recreation Department. Coming up next hour, also, we'll talk with the Elyria Superintendent Tom Jama of the schools and Scott Petty.